And that was Buffalo Rhythm, the amazing West End jazz band of Chicago. And that was from 04, a couple of years ago. That recording and the one previous had a tuba player in common, Mike Walbridge. And Mike Walbridge is also, as you heard him on Get Out and Get Under the Moon, advice I constantly get, by the way. Barbara Rosine and her New Yorkers were playing that. And that was from last year. That was a couple of really more recent things, which we kind of shied away from this week. But we're going to go way back into the past right now with Ted Wallace and his Campus Boys, which is another one from Ed Kirkaby. And there are many, many pseudonyms of Ed Kirkaby, and he did sail under many different flags, including Ed Lloyd and I think the New York Syncopators was the one previous. Well, this is from 1929. I've Got a Feeling I'm Falling.
Thank you. get by with a twinkle in your eye. You'll get by and you needn't even try. Me, oh my, who could ever pass you by? You'll get by with a twinkle in your eye. Oh, you don't need girlish laughter or swell Parisian clothes. You can get the things you're after with two big eyes like those. Don't you cry if the price of food is high. You'll get by with a twinkle in your eye. So sweetly, and when you start to blink, you upset me so completely that I can hardly think.
It Down by Clyde McCoy and his Drake Hotel Orchestra from 1933. That was a special dedication to Larry Silverstein from the gang at Building 7. And before that, we had Will Osborne and his orchestra, You'll Get By with a Twinkle in Your Eye. Indeed, I have one in mind right now. 1932, beginning with Ted Wallace and his Campus Boys. Not really a theme, but a hint of a theme. I Got a Feeling I'm Falling from 1929. And Ted Wallace, of course, was the pseudonym for Ed Kirkaby and his group, whatever group it happened to be, California Ramblers, whatever aggregation he had together at that time. He was also Ed Lloyd. He was the New York Syncopators. He was Ted's... Ted was, yeah, he was all over the California Ramblers, Golden Gate Orchestra. Boy, if I had that many checking accounts, I'd be under surveillance, too. Not that I'm not. Now, so here's somebody who's definitely should be under more surveillance auditorily. Jimmy Rushing singing with Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra in 1930. That too do. Thank you.
upside down. Trade them for a package of some shiny flowers. If you want the thing you love, you must have shower. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. They'll be painted from heaven for you and me.
Cavernism. Can't get dialysis in there. That was Earl Hines and his orchestra from 1933. And before that, Count Basie from 37. Jimmy Rushing on the vocals singing the pop tune of the hour, Pennies from Heaven. And yes, I believe Claude Fiddler Williams was there on the guitar before Freddie Green came in. I had a chance to meet Claude Williams a few years ago. He's unfortunately gone now, where most of a lot of the good musicians have gone, and all the good musicians are going eventually. And even not the not so good ones. Starting with Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra, That Too Do, from 1930. Jimmy Rushing again. Now, A little bit of Red Nichols here. You'll hear Eddie Lang on this recording. A small group, Vic Burton, and I believe Arthur Shutt on the piano, 1926. We Three. Well, actually, it's We Four, but we'll deal with it. Trumpet Sobs. Thank you.
I'm a hottie and she's my totsy, so everything is a hottie-totsy now. What I did was pop the question. She said, what a great suggestion. So everything is a hotsy-totsy now. No more crying, no more sighing. I'm through with the blues. Does she love me? Try to stop me? I'll tell the world she do. Ooh, I got myself a brand new totsy. I'm a hotsy and she's my totsy. So everything is a hotsy-totsy now.
The storybook never did tell. Now they say that she was a maid most discreet. And there is no doubt, there's positively no doubt, she must have been sweet. But you know, and I know, that even sweet girls must eat. How could Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still keep the wolf from the door?
I'll turn it over later. That was J.C. Flippin and his gang. How could Red Riding Hood? How indeed. a lot more in that story. I think it should be definitely deconstructed to find out exactly what was going on there with the wolf. We don't know that. And that was from 1926. Before that, we had the California Ramblers on an Edison, I think that must have been, Biograph CD. Everything is Hotsy Totsy Now from 1925. Yes, that was 4 minutes, and those old diamond discs were basically geared to take about as much as an old cylinder, the 4 minutes, so you got more music with those. And before that, we had Trumpet Sobs, and that was from 1926. Go to my Radiola blog, which is radiolablog.blogspot.com. You'll find all my playlists there. Many, many interesting links. You'll find last week's pictures of a semi-rabble-rousing nature, and I don't wish to get into that this week. This week is for fun, relaxation, sipping cool drinks on the patio as the sun recedes into the west, and it is gone now, and the purple sunset sands are shifting, then life is incomplete, for we know not what lies beyond Charlie's Bar and Grill. Paid advertisement. And now, well, that was good. Tennessee Tooters, I just got this disc too. This is an early electric that they did. Crazy Quilt from 1926. Thank you.
cats been talking about. You got rhythm, you got this, and you got that and the other. I got rhythm. I'm going to see what you all got. I'm joking. Now, come on here. Let's see what we all going to do here. Swing out now. Let's go. One, two. Yeah, that's right. I got rhythm, that's right.
Gotta love Louis. Louis Armstrong and his orchestra. I Got Rhythm. That was never in doubt. 1931, as I said. Before that, Duke Ellington. Lonnie Johnson in there as well. He got around, that guy. 1928, Hot and Bothered. And that's what I've been all week. We bought a fan and put it in front of the computer, and that's been nice. But, it's been pretty warm. Beginning with the Tennessee Tooters, Crazy Quilt from 1926. And that's from a new CD I just got. So they're all more good stuff ahead, I dare say. Next week, we'll be replete with it. And to wind this evening down as it does drag to a close. It's not going to drag to a close. It's going to thunder to a close eventually, but Fats Waller and his rhythm, Two Sleepy People from 1938, the clean version. Thank you.
are out of cigarettes, holding hands and yawning. Look out, let it guess, two sleepy people by dawn's early light. Too much in love to say goodnight. Say, here we are in this cozy chair, picking on a wishbone from the frigid air. Two sleepy people with nothing to say. Much too much in love to break away. And do you remember the nights we used to linger in the hall? Father didn't like you at all, but I was crazy about you, remember? Do you remember the reason why we married in the fall? To rent this little nest and get a bit of rest. Well, here we are, just about the same. Foggy little fellow, dizzy little dame. Two sleepy people by dawn's early light. Much too much in love to say goodnight. Goodnight.
For joy, don't you grieve, little Eve. All the hounds, I do believe, have been killed. Ain't you thrilled? Jump for joy. Have you seen pastures groovy? Green pastures was just a technicolor movie. When you stomp up to heaven and you meet old St. Pete, tell that boy, jump for joy. Step right in, give Pete some skin and jump for joy.
Jump for joy, and I suggest that's what we all do. and I will. I don't want to rattle any dishes, though. I'm Andy Senior, and this has been Radiola, 3 hours, and I've had a lot of fun. I've been by myself, but I've been loving this music. And that was a bit later than I normally play, but boy, what a record. I love that. I love Ivy Anderson's voice. I love Duke Ellington's band, and that, you know, there's such an upbeat cast to that record. It's just wonderful. It is. Well, you just heard it. Before that, another wonderful performer, Fats Waller, and his rhythm, Two Sleepy People. Fats was restraining himself. I know he wanted to say it was a shotgun wedding, but he didn't. And that was nice that he didn't. He saved that for the servicemen on the V-disc. And that was from 1938. And now as we do draw to a close for this evening, we have a couple of things to finish up with. And I want to definitely send this out to my wife, whom I love deeply, and she's at home. I hope still listening, despite my dietary remarks. She doesn't have to go on a diet. I do. That's the difference. And Muggsy Spanier is here with Sidney Bechet, Carmen Mastrin, Wellman Bro on the bass. The Bechet Spanier Big Four, and this is from 1940. Sweet Sue, Just You.